Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
The extreme heat wave has smashed June temperature records in Spain and Portugal. It is continuing to grip large swathes of Europe this morning. These are kind of near or over 40 degree snaps. They're not usual so early in the summer. Very recent product of climate change. Italy has banned working outdoors in half of the country today and yesterday between 12:30 and 4 p.m. What happened was a builder collapsed and died while working in the extreme heat. Another one was left in a coma. Someone else is sick as well. Several people have actually died across the continent under this heat dome, either a short time in cars, some of them just walking down the street. There are wildfires across the place, pretty bad ones in Sardinia and Sicily, in Turkey as well, and in Italy, which is affecting air quality in cities, but the stagnant air is affecting air quality anyway. Many schools have closed in France. Now they're closing tourist sites for safety. So let's meet some Irish people who are enduring these conditions. In a moment, we're going to go to Madrid, where the temperatures are set to hit 38 degrees later on this afternoon. But first, we go to Paris, where the city is on its highest red alert, with the top of the Eiffel Tower being closed to tourists for safety. Mandy Sheeran, who's known as Mandy Cherie on TikTok. She works on marketing. She's on the line. Bonjour, Mandy.
Bonjour, Oliver. How are you?
Well, how are you, more importantly? We're grand. You're lovely and mild and calm. What was the feeling that you experienced in Paris yesterday?
My goodness. Yesterday was actually the hottest day I've ever experienced in my life, I would say, because the temperature was up to 38 degrees. Oh. It was really, really crazy. I never had anything like that before.
Were you sweating? Was your energy gone on the floor? What did it feel like? Because it was a working day.
Yeah, exactly. So I work from home because I'm a social media content creator.
Yeah.
And I, like a lot of houses in Paris and most French apartments, they don't have any air conditioning.
Really?
So really, it is so sweltering because it's all old buildings as well.
Yeah.
I live on the sixth floor of a walk-up under a tin roof, pretty much. Like, it's
six
that metal
floors.
Kind of Parisian roof. So really, the heat all rises to my apartment. It's really, it can really feel like too much because you need air conditioning in that kind of climate. And when there isn't any,
yeah,
it's really, really hard to live with.
It's more than discomfort. I mean, it is very dangerous. I mean, do you feel unwell or are you okay? Are you able to cool yourself down? How are you managing?
I just have a fan and that's how I do it. Or I have ice packs that I use. But yeah, when it's a normal working day, it can be really, really tough. I always try to explain this to people back home. Like,
go on.
A temperature going up to nearly 40 degrees, it's so different when you're maybe in a more open space or when there is kind of relief from it, like a breeze. But when it's hot air constantly and you're just trying to go about a normal day as well, I think it's just unlivable, really. Like it becomes not pleasant then. It's really, you're almost sick from the heat, to be honest. It's very stagnant.
Literally, yeah. Do you take public transport? I've been using that.
Yeah. And it's a nightmare whenever there's a heat wave in Paris.
But they have aircon, don't they, in the metro?
Not always. And
oh, really?
The type of air conditioning that they have, it's not really like it's not the air conditioning you'd experience in, say, America, where you're being blasted with the cold air.
Yeah.
You're really crammed into the metro. It's very, very crowded. And most of them are quite old. Like if you happen to get on an older train, you won't really be experiencing air conditioning. You'll just be even warmer. It's like a sauna.
That sounds tough. Because the Americans are very well prepared. They've 90% of their homes have air conditioning in all commercial buildings everywhere. But on the continent, it's less than half of homes. Very, very few have the AC.
Yeah, well, in France, it's less than 2% of homes have air conditioning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really, French people are a little bit against air conditioning because they believe it makes you sick.
Really?
Yeah. They think that the
it dries out,
sure. The contrast, you know, from going to very, very hot to very cold will make you sick.
Has anyone tried science on any of this? No.
I don't know if science can explain that or if it's
to the French,
like a national old wives' tale.
come here, Mandy, you're from Donegal.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
So you are extra unprepared for these type of conditions.
Kind of, yeah. And you know, I've never been more homesick than I have this week.
Ah.
Like I do miss the Irish weather when you get intense heat waves like this.
You didn't move for the weather, did you?
No. I moved over here for college, funnily enough.
Did you? And what did you study?
I did English and French, and then I went on to do a master's in communication and marketing.
Oh, lovely. So you loved Paris so much you decided this is going to be home.
Yeah, and college was free here as well. Didn't have to worry about increasing fees.
No increasing fees, of course. Come here, that's very important, being an EU citizen and everything. Mandy, yeah. Explain to me what kind of content do you put online, living your best Emily in Paris life?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the Irish Emily in Paris, I suppose. You could talk about it that way. So I do fashion in Paris. I talk about Parisian lifestyle. I compare living on continental Europe to living in Ireland a lot. I do a lot of Irish content as well to kind of promote the Irish language and travel as well.
Because I saw your lovely summary of the Irish language being celebrated in beautiful rooms in Paris.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's always worth learning. It gets you into amazing places. And funnily enough, I speak almost more Irish in Paris than I do when I was back in Ireland.
Isn't that something else? No, I know I've strayed away from the heat wave, but that's what happens when we talk to Irish people abroad. We want to know, what's it like over there? What's the price?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the price of bread?
I want to know what it's like back home. Like, I miss the weather.
I know. Well, we're no longer complaining about it after finding out all the pain you're going through on the continent. But Mandy, hold on there for a second, because I want to go to Madrid. We cross over to Spain, where Dara Breheny, he's living over there. Good morning, Dara.
Hi, Oliver. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not so bad at all. I'm looking at my YOR app this morning. 29 degrees already in the morning in Madrid.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm a bit sweaty. Starting the day a bit sweaty because I just walked to work. So, yeah, it's been pretty intense. It started to heat up here, I'd say, last Thursday or Friday. And to a certain extent, it's kind of par for the course at this point because it gets insanely hot in July and August.
Yeah.
But I'd say this year, it feels a lot earlier.
Because Madrid is very, very inland. Would there be a breeze at all? Nothing at the minute.
No, it's kind of like, it feels like being in a fan oven because the heat is really sort of trapped in the air. So there's no breeze. But the one thing is that there wouldn't be the same humidity, I guess, that you'd have in somewhere like Barcelona or Valencia. So if you're in the shade, it's more or less manageable.
Oh, is it? Even now with this heat wave?
Yeah, well, I mean, the other thing as well is because the temperatures don't really drop that much at night. So I'd say right now the nighttime temperature is around 28 or 29. So it doesn't give you a chance to kind of cool off. So as I think the previous AD from Paris was saying, it's the same here in Madrid that many flats don't really have air conditioning.
Really? I'm surprised at that. In Madrid, I would have expected aircon.
Yeah, it's a lot of the buildings are old, so I don't think it can be properly installed. I actually do have it, but I'm one of the people that doesn't use it because I do think that if you sleep with the aircon on, you wake up the next morning with your voice a bit wonky.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
You don't need to put it on at all. You've got air conditioning you're not using. So what do you do?
I have a fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I put another thing I've done is put a cold towel. So if I put a towel in the freezer in the evening and put that on my bed, that usually helps to fall asleep.
You put the frozen towel on the bed?
Yeah.
And I presume it just dries out anyway very quickly.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm having the best sleep these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the hot water bottle here in the wintertime and the frozen towel on the bed in the summer. Does it not, it loses its cold temperature fairly quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, like it's 15 minutes. It's just kind of to try to get to sleep. Yeah.
You have to rush to get yourself to sleep. But you're not, how are you getting through the day? And what do you do for a living, by the way? Because you are working.
Yeah, so I work in a law firm here. So I'm lucky that I work in an office with air conditioning. So during the day, it's not so bad. Yeah, so I'm kind of taking refuge here in the office, which the firm likes as well, keeping everyone here working away. But I've been here for about coming up on 11 years now, working in international law.
And have you got out of Madrid during July and August traditionally, or have you suffered through the last 10 years?
So the thing I think this would probably be the same in a lot of Europe, but people take their holidays here exclusively in August. So it wouldn't be as common, for example, in my team and work for people to take a week in June or a week in August.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of forced to take their holidays in August, and that's also when the courts close.
Right. It's very interesting. Your law firms are obviously very, very fluent in Spanish.
I am now. I mean, I've been here, as I said, for almost 11 years. And when I first moved here, I wasn't. And that was kind of tough because you have this expectation of, oh, well, it's a European capital. You can move here and speak English and everyone will understand you. But it's not quite like that in Spain. I will say it's improving a lot. Their English is definitely improving, but you have to learn Spanish to live here.
How fluent are they when it comes to pronouncing your name, Dara Breheny?
Yeah, not very much, unfortunately. they tend to, because it's D-A-R-A-G-H, so everyone calls me Darag, which I've kind of gotten used to at this point. Yeah, but then on the other hand, I've heard a lot of complaints of Spanish people that I moved to Ireland and it's a Jorge and they're pronounced George.
Oh, God.
Or, so it's revenge. My parents as well took like a kid for years who was Jaime. Yeah. And my parents refuse to call him Jaime, they call him Jamie. So, you know, really? I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, that's acceptable. But come here, and Mandy, I want to bring you in here as well. You're both living in cities that are experiencing these heat waves. You're living there quite some time. Would you consider coming back to milder climes in Ireland? Or are you quite happy to suffer through the odd blast? Mandy, I will come to you first.
Yeah, you know, it does make me rethink my life decisions whenever there's an intense heat wave like this.
Yeah.
You know, it really would depend. So this is so exceptional. You usually don't get heat like this in June, July.
Yeah.
Usually you'd have about a week or two in August. And at that time, I would usually be gone from Paris anyway, whether it be on a holiday somewhere else or back home in Ireland.
Yeah.
But I think if it were to be like this too often and I was to live in these conditions where it's so hot you can't go outside in the sun and there's no air conditioning, then I would probably strongly consider moving back to Ireland where you're more comfortable. Because you do sacrifice your comfort when it's this hot.
You do. And trying to work through it and everything. Dara, have you considered moving back?
I'd probably take the opposite view to Mandy. For me, even though I've been here a while, it's still sort of a novelty. When it gets typically to the end of August, beginning of September, by that point, I'm very much ready for the autumn. But for the time being, I still kind of like that feeling of extreme heat. It feels just different to Ireland. It kind of feels like you're on holidays when it starts to get hot here, even though it's not actually, you know, summer vacation yet.
And you have to work. Listen, I'll let you both go. Thank you very much for sharing the stories and good luck in the heat wave today. I believe a reprieve is coming tomorrow. But Mandy Sheeran, Mandy Cheri, thank you so much. Au revoir. And merci and buenos dias to Dara Breheny and gracias. Look after yourselves.
Gracias. Bye bye.
Slán to both Dara and Mandy there.